A human. This is your only warning, human. If you're here to kill me, the Oni of this mountain, you should know I haven't eaten in quite some time. And you're smelling quite tasty. Boom. Of course I knew it was you. I recognized your scent as soon as you stepped into this cave. Speaking of scent, yoink! I can already tell this one's better than the last one you brought. Have you been holding out on me? Regardless, it would be a right shame to drink sake this good by oneself. And you, my friend, are just in time for dinner. Oh, stop struggling. The only thing on the menu tonight is mountain boar. Besides, if I ate the only brewer of your village, who will make sake for me to enjoy? Once again, my friend, sincere apologies for the lack of furnishing. But at least you can't say it's cramped. Looks like it will be a while yet before this boar is fully cooked. So let's drink while we wait. Share this with me, won't you? I think this is your best one yet. When I'm in the mood for eating humans again, I'll be sure to leave you for last. Why did I ask you over for dinner? Well, why do you keep visiting? Because of the villagers? Ah, they know I live here, so they begged you to bring me sake to appease me. They should consider themselves lucky they have me. If any other Oni were to be living here, they would have eaten everyone in that village by now. But since I'm so kind and compassionate, I keep myself busy hunting the animals here on the mountain instead. The boar? This one was quite the nuisance, knocking down trees and causing rock slides, chasing away other animals. So I took care of it. Oh? You saw a hunter yesterday that killed the same boar. Did he happen to look like this?
Oh, don't be too surprised. Any Oni worth their salt can shapeshift. For instance,
I can make myself look like a helpless child lost in the mountain for a kind stranger to pick up. Or a woman so stunning that a man won't even notice her eating him up. What's the matter with you? Are you... Oh, am I so beautiful that you can't even look at me? Even knowing this woman is a man-eating monster. Maybe I should wear this appearance more often. You think I'm protecting the village? Me, an Oni, protecting humans? All I did was make sure that boar didn't wander into your village and ransack your brewery. But back to your original question. As to why I invited you for dinner, well, I wanted to get to know the person who's been leaving me sake every so often better. Speaking of dinner, looks like the boar's ready. I'll cut it up, and we can eat while we talk. You brew your sake in the village and sell it in the city? Must be quite a journey. Come with you. Thank you for the offer, but I'm perfectly fine living here on this mountain. There are plenty of wild animals, a spring on the other side, and one particular foolish human keeps bringing sake, so I don't have to travel far to obtain it. Though I will admit, the idea is fetching. A place that large must have a splendid spread of food and drink from all corners of the country. But with so many humans, I don't think it would be the best place for an Oni like me. You might be fine with an Oni, but others won't be as accommodating. Why would they? We eat humans and steal their drink on a regular basis. I don't blame them for trying to exterminate us. But of course I feel bad for my kin. That's just how it is for us, though. We Oni live by rule of strength. If you die, you weren't strong enough to live. It's one thing to be killed by a human, but pitied by one. Getting kicked out of the clan would be the least of their problems. Oh no, that's not why I'm here. I left for personal reasons. You want to hear it? Don't bother. Your curiosity's written all over your face. Now, neither of us is going to get it out of our heads until I spill it. Besides, I think you deserve an explanation. You've brought me sake for such a long time. But first, another drink! You see, a long time ago, before that village of yours was even named, my clan waged a war with another. It was quick and bloody. And yes, my clan won out in the end, but I was left on the final battlefield for dead. That was until he showed up. He was a monk or a priest, and he was cleansing the battleground with some kind of ritual before he found me. I thought he was going to kill me, but instead, he took me to a secluded place, healed me, and even offered himself to be eaten. I hated him the moment I saw him, but that request angered me. I jumped at him, had his throat in my hands, but rather than plead for his life, he said that I could eat him if I never ate another human again. I mean, what kind of human is that? Throwing away his life so easily? And who the hell did he think he was, telling an Oni not to eat? That's like telling a bird not to fly, or the sun to keep still. It's a fact of nature, and nothing changes it. So did I eat him? No, I left after I healed. Besides, he was too thin to be appetizing. After that, I wandered around until I found this place. I fought off the yokai living in the cave network of this mountain, and I've lived here ever since. Then humans came and built the village you live in now. Go home. What am I supposed to tell my clan? That I was saved by a human that took pity on me? They would kill me if they weren't too busy laughing. What? Lie? Lying is something that lowly yokai and humans do. You lie because you're too weak to back it up. Not me. When I go back to my clan, it will be because I became much stronger. And then they will not dare laugh at me. I'll show them that even after all this time without eating humans, I've only gotten stronger. Admirable. I see you've a way with words. And with you constantly bringing sake. Were you flirting with me this whole time? Well, as long as you keep bringing me drinks, you may flatter me all you want. And in case you're wondering, I technically haven't stopped eating humans forever. It's like, what's that human term going around? Dieting? Yes, that. When I return to my clan, I'll have my fill of all the humans I can eat. Oh, but of course, I'll save you for last. We finished that bottle nicely. And we've made good progress on the boar. What's wrong? You didn't have enough? Usually, a full stomach and a good drink is enough to lighten anyone's mood. Don't tell me you're still scared of me. Oh, I see where this is going. You're just like that monk from before. Honestly, I don't want to eat you or the villagers. That's why I live alone, all the way up here. Thanks to the animals around and the sake you bring, I'm not too peckish. But if I'm in a village or a city with so many humans, what's that phrase? Like a kid in a candy store? Just so you know, it's not because I don't want to eat humans. While I'm here, I need to keep low. It's simply the smart thing to do. Those villagers may tolerate me for now, but if anything happened to you or them while they're up here, they'll just blame me and try to drive me out. If that were to happen, I might end up ruining my diet and all my hard work would have been for nothing. On that note, it's getting late. After the sun goes down, you won't be able to find your way back home easily, will you? Aww, you want to keep a lonely woman company for the night. Sorry, but I can't risk any late night snacking to throw off my diet. You'd best hurry before your fellow villagers start to worry. What's that? You want me to visit you? To pay me back for tonight's hospitality? Don't be so stupid. I just told you. I don't know. I suppose I can disguise myself, but what if I get too hungry? You think you can fill an Oni's appetite? Well, if you're so insistent, it would be rude of me to refuse, wouldn't it? I should warn you. If you don't want me to end up eating anyone, you better make sure you prepare a lot more food than what we had tonight. And that I get to drink your sake by the barrel. How will you know it's me? Don't worry about that. You'll know at first glance. Very well, my friend. I'll visit your village a week from now. I expect a banquet suitable for someone of my stature. Now go and prepare for my arrival. But until then, my friend, stay safe.